Right then, so welcome to day 32 of hashtag 365. It's Alex Baker here, a bit chilly. I'm in my car because I've left it so late in the day to record this, so I can't record it inside my house, even in my studio. It's just too close to my daughter, who's asleep. Irritatingly as well, I've actually already recorded this episode, but when I tried to upload it, there was some sort of error, and then I lost it. So I'm having to do it all over again, which is a bit of a pain in the arse, if I'm honest. But there we go. So yesterday, it seems like ages ago because I've had the whole of today as well. But yesterday was a complete unmitigated disaster. Things started off really well. I was sticking to my calories. I was being really good in the day because I kind of knew that I was going to go out in the evening. And in fact, top tip, I went to Wagamama's for lunch. There are other restaurants available. And their salads are really low on calories, but really big on flavour. Oh my God, it sounds like I work for Wagamama's. I don't, they're not paying me to say that. But for real, like, I had this sirloin steak salad, and I think it was like 480 calories or something. It was properly light for the amount of food it was. And the guy I was with, Sean, he had a pad thai salad, and I think that came to like 380 calories or something. So really light, really tasty. And ultimately, you're not having any of that bread or any of the like rich sauces or any of the rice or anything like that. So calorie-wise, nice and light. And we both remarked, actually, when we left. Remarked? Who am I? Shakespeare? When we left, we both said, don't you feel like really light and like good? You know, usually when you walk out of a restaurant, you feel like, oh, all sluggish. And you go back to your desk for the afternoon and it's just really hard work and you're sort of falling asleep because you've got so much food in your gut getting digested. But I walked out of that meeting feeling lighter than air, that meeting, that lunch, you know what I mean? So so that was good. But then in the evening it all went a bit wrong because we had a bit of a Kerrang Radio reunion. So loads of people that used to work at Kerrang Radio, I still work at Kerrang Radio, but lots of people that used to work there years ago all got together in Covent Garden. So it was Kate Lawler, who you may know from Big Brother, I suppose. And then she's had an amazing radio career since then. And she's now at Virgin Radio. So it's lovely to see her. Christian Stevenson, who was my old housemate and also used to present on Kerrang Radio many years ago, who you may know now as DJ Barbecue, if you're into your food. He's just about to release another book, actually, a book about burgers. He's like best mates with Jamie Oliver, and he's like a total dude. In fact, one of the reasons I'm fat is because I lived with him for about 18 months or something like that, and he used to just cook me food every day, and he did not hold back on the luxurious ingredients, let me tell you. There was like double cream, butter, like sugar just coming at me left, right and center. It was wicked though. Amazing cook. Then Neil, who's a big time producer at Radio X, and Kev, who's now at Virgin, and Jake, who's at Kiss, and like loads of people. So it was a bit of a meeting of minds. But I got very carried away because I was excited to be with all my old friends. So I sort of nailed 3 glasses of rosé in about an hour. And then we went out and got some food. So I had a whole pizza. And then we actually left the place where I had the pizza. And on the way home, I said to one of the guys I was with, should we go and get some mozzarella sticks? God, what's wrong with me? So we went specifically to this other pizza restaurant, a different pizza restaurant, because I knew they had great mozzarella sticks, and ordered a portion of those and had some more drinks, obviously. So then on the way home, on the train, I fell asleep. And I want you to picture this horrible, horrible scene. So I'm on the train. I'm slumped over my iPhone. I've got my headphones on. I'm like totally wasted. My right hand's holding my phone. My left hand is in a share bag of Cadbury cream eggs. Now, I don't mean, obviously, a share bag. I don't mean like full-size Cadbury cream eggs. I didn't like nail 10 full-size Cadbury cream eggs. But you know the small ones, the kind of mid-size ones. So I had a bag of those. My hand was in those. And on my iPhone, I was watching until I fell asleep in this horrendous position, a Gordon Ramsay masterclass about how to create the perfect mashed potato. What a horrible desperate vision that is. On the one hand, me with all the best intentions trying to learn to cook better so I can cook more at home and know what I'm putting in my food, hence the Gordon Ramsay Masterclass. And on the other hand, the hand in the bag of Cadbury cream eggs and me being drunk and so full of pizza that I've fallen asleep on the train. Yeah, I think it's safe to say that yesterday was an unmitigated disaster. Today hasn't been so bad. Well, I mean, it hasn't been great. I did have a massive slice of cake, but that's because it was my boss's birthday. To be honest, it's all gone a bit to shit. But tomorrow's a new day. I'm excited about day 33. I don't know how you feel about it, but it's going to be amazing. We make these slips. This is a marathon, not a sprint. That's why it's hashtag 365 and not hashtag 31. I'm not doing this for a month. I'm doing it for a year. And by golly, I'm going to be successful. Let me tell you. And so will you. It's okay to slip up. I'll see you tomorrow. If you can get that image of me out of your head. My hand was in the bag of Cadbury cream eggs. How disgusting is that?